Chapter 1. Some calls are so important that you can only take them in your room, on your bed, feet propped up on the window ledge, because that's where the best reception is, and you can't afford to lose a single second to a signal drop.
"You all packed up and ready to go?"
Dad asks. I press Mom's cell phone to my ear. It can be so hard to hear Dad's voice over the other voices shouting behind him. All those men in there, trying to call their families. Girls like me, gripping the phone tight, like a life preserver, trying to feel their dad's love through the inmates' calling service. "Yeah," I say with a sigh. "Mom is letting me take her new duffel bag."
"She wants you to make a good impression. Okay, 12 times 12?
"Don't see why," I grumble. "And it's 1:44. Come on, Dad, be for real. School ended 2 weeks ago.
Martha's Vineyard is supposed to be the place that rich black folks go. This'll be good for you. Get you out the house. 20 times 13.
I clutch the phone, nervous about accidentally hanging up. One slip of the finger, and the call will be lost. And then, silence for a whole day. And this is my last chance to talk to him, till I don't know when. 260? And what's wrong with our house? Well, our apartment, on the third floor of a Brooklyn brownstone, if you want to be specific, which I always do.
"Nothing, baby,"
Dad laughs.
"But summertime is supposed to be for adventures, and you've seen all you can on Macon Street. Okay, now what's 157 times?
You have 5 minutes remaining." The robotic lady's voice is such a painful reminder of why we're having this conversation on the phone and not in person. Dad won't be in person again for a minimum of 7 to 10 years. Dad is silent for a moment. Maybe he's thinking about it too. All the years he has left in there. Does he think about it as much as I do? I mumble, gripping the cell phone tighter, wishing I could climb right through it. "You talked to your lawyer lately?"
"Kaylani, what did I tell you? Don't worry about all that. Your only job is to be a kid. Something you haven't been doing much of lately. That's why this trip is going to be good for you."
I groan, flopping on my bed, my Nintendo Switch nearly falling off before I save it. Close call. If the screen breaks, Mom won't buy me another one. I don't think she can afford it. "But why I gotta go when I don't wanna? I'm cool right here. It'll probably be all hot out there, and you know I hate the beach." Dad laughs.
"Who hates the beach?"
"Me, 'cause sand gets in everything. I'll be picking sand out of my sneakers till Christmas."
"Lonnie, why are you coming up with all these whack excuses? This ain't like you. This ain't like us. We don't back down, do—"
"You have 2 minutes remaining." My hand starts to shake as I check the clock. Dad is only allowed 15 minutes a day, and it's already been 13. Not enough time. It's never enough time. "Well," I start, rolling my eyes to keep from tearing up. "What if they don't like me 'cause, you know?" Daddy goes silent, and I wish I could see his face. I didn't want to tell him how I've pretty much lost all my friends after his trial. Or how I really don't want new friends, because it's hard to explain where he is and why. But I have a feeling Mom told him what's been going on. It's why they've been so pressed about me going on this trip to visit Grandma's bougie church friend. Daddy clears his throat.
"Lonnie, I know things have been rough. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. And we're gonna get through this. Can't promise if they're gonna like you or not. But what's there not to like? You funny, smart, pretty like your mom's, and you got a good heart. Just promise me you'll be yourself. No switching up. Keep it real and keep it honest."
"Okay, Dad. I promise." Dad sniffs again, and I hear some mumbling in the background. This is always the worst part, the hanging up. The unknown happening on the other end of the line. He's not here to play Minecraft or test my math skills. He's somewhere far off, somewhere he don't belong and don't want me to visit. So instead, he calls every day, 4 o'clock, right after school. But calls aren't enough. It's like eating a big fat cheeseburger